what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
New enrollment figures are raising concerns for President Obama's health care program. Officials say the numbers confirm that not enough healthy young people are buying insurance.
The young tend to wait until the end and say they'll actively promote the plan in order to get the number of young they need.
The ground game to try and coax healthy younger people into signing up for Obamacare is continuing in a unique way today.
Expecto Patronum!
Klaatu! Miranda!
Oh, yes. Happy MLK Day. The federal government is resorting to magic to get young people to sign up to Obamacare.
Did you see that? Just all at once there, a million young kids were signed up for Obamacare. Klaatu, Barada.
Was that that or was it a million broomsticks? I'm not sure. Magic will sign up kids, your kids, for Obamacare. That tells you how well it is really going, despite whatever the liars of that are in the White House are telling you. Yeah, it's going great. Obamacare's fine. We're having a great old time. We got Bill Clinton's on our side. So it's got to be good. But no, we're resorting to magic. We're going to get to that in just a moment, what that really means, what kind of magic. Think about it. Call us up, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Robert Scott Bell Show kicks it into gear. We're already warmed up because we do a show on Sunday through GCN and Natural News Radio. And here we are on Advanced Medicine Monday. It is Dr. Batar's birthday. We got any special birthday music lined up for Dr. Batar? You always do some fun stuff.
No.
Take it that you didn't show up for the party. Okay.
I didn't get an invitation. I mean, you know.
All right. Well, maybe we'll have something special, some surprise weirdness going on because this is Dr. Batar's birthday.
This is like cool birthday week. I mean, we got Ty and Batar like within days of each other.
That's right. Yeah, Ty Bolger's birthday yesterday, and Dr. Batar's birthday is today. So we'll get to that. But first, the magic. Before the magic, it is MLK Day. And I was just thinking of the things that people look to MLK as a symbol for. You know, a lot of great things, absolutely. But I was thinking that one of those that's often overlooked is the fact that he was pretty aware of the danger of a government that's too powerful. And even the Huffington Post, which is not known to be a conservative kind of blogger site, Huffington Post. And I don't understand this headline here, Super Don, on the it says NSA spied on Martin Luther King Jr. Declassified documents revealed. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just didn't know that the NSA was around back at the time of MLK. I mean, I know the FBI was spying on him. What?
The NSA was actually formed back in 1952, so they did exist.
Wow. Yep. So I'm thinking in terms of its high-tech existence, I guess, and you know, they weren't on anybody's radar screen, really, until, again, we got a debt of gratitude to whatever you think of Edward Snowden for blowing the whistle and saying, hey, you guys, everybody's being spied on right now. Right. And we talked about Obama backtracking but not really backtracking on the NSA issue by saying, we're still going to collect all the data, we're just going to put it in a different kind of box. Again, do you feel good about that? And some people, I guess, do, but I don't think MLK would be real thrilled about it, realizing that he was spied upon by the government at that time, thought to be, you know, someone who could maybe elicit the overthrow of the government. Were they worried? Was it that intense? I mean, did he have that kind of? I mean, it was literally civil disobedience.
Well,
And stop treating us because we have more pigment.
It was the civil rights movement. Obviously, was big back then, and they apparently had their eyes on not just Martin Luther King, but they had them, you know, on other civil rights leaders,
Muhammad Ali, right?
Muhammad Ali, you know, various people in Congress, and you know, the NSA works obviously back then as they do today in conjunction with other intelligence agencies such as the FBI, because the FBI actually was wiretapping Martin Luther King back in 1963.
Yeah, exactly. So, as we say, 10th Amendment Center doing yeoman's work out there. Michael Bolden, also along with some other good groups. We've had Shahid Batar on from the Bill of Rights Defense Committee looking for different and innovative ways to roll back the ability of the government to spy on Americans. This is, again, this is something that supersedes, as I said, I was trying to get at the issue of pigment. Because, you know, what was the reality of government suspicion of people with more pigment rather than less? You know, this is the argument that if you have more pigment, you're somehow, they get into issues of racism. Which, the controversy for me is that most people don't even understand the definition of the word racism when they bring up these historical facts. If you perceive yourself because of your racial heritage to be superior to someone else because of their racial heritage, you have the belief in the inherent genetic superiority, for instance. That is, you know, a hardcore definition of racism, as opposed to issues like prejudice. You know, you could be really a, you know, let's just say a butthead if you, you know, prejudge everybody by the color of their skin, but that's not necessarily the same thing as racism. So, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that. I know a lot of shows do every year on MLK Day, but I really want to get into another aspect of government that I think is violating the rights of everybody, and particularly those who have maybe more pigment than I do. And if they happen to be in a socioeconomic status where they don't have access to what they call good health care, I've argued for many years that they're actually probably healthier or in better shape than those who have access to great what we call disease management insurance, because it guarantees, you know, interventions that could kill you, What we're lacking is that heritage back to our own ancestry, all of our ancestry, when we were all part of natural medicine. That was the basis for all medicine, where we divorced from it over the last 100 and some odd years. So, magic. They've resorted to magic to get Obamacare into the hands of young children or kids, relative to us, Super Don, or us old folks. They want them to sign up. They're not signing up, so they're resorting to, is it Harry Potter kind of magic? What kind of magic are we talking about here?
Well, unfortunately, listen, this was a bummer for me, because, listen, I didn't have a good day yesterday. You know, the 49ers are my team. And
oh, that's right, the 49ers.
They lost to the Seahawks and stuff, so, you know, whatever. I recovered from that relatively quickly. And then this morning, I'm looking here, and Obama has decided to tap Magic Johnson to
Magic Johnson, not Harry Potter,
but Magic Johnson. And listen, Magic Johnson is probably my all-time sports hero. L.A. Lakers. I mean, that's my other team. And now Magic is out there, you know, telling young kids they need to sign up for health care because. I don't know why.
This is almost unfathomable. Here's a guy who has become a pharmaceutical stooge, a guy who's selling his soul and his body to the highest pharmaceutical bidder to promote the HIV tests, getting all of, people of a similar pigment to him to sign up and get HIV tested, which guarantees wholesale slaughter by medicine, by drugs. Now, what is his argument? Does he have a good cogent argument? Do you have some audio clips of Magic promoting Obamacare? Because that's why I'd really like to pick that apart and see what's his message.
Yeah, I guess we can just go ahead and listen from the horse's mouth himself. This is Magic Johnson promoting the Affordable Care Act.
Affordable health care is important to me because everybody deserves to have good health care. And when you think about it, it saved my life. And I remember when I took my physical and they told me I had HIV over 22 years ago. If it wasn't for that quality health care that I have and the plan that I had, I probably would have been dead.
Dude, that is such a bald-faced lie. I'm sorry. There's the health care. There was nothing to do with Obamacare back then. And he had more money than anybody would ever need to afford anything he wanted, including the most toxic drugs that he initially, I believe, went on, from what I heard. But for him to be alive 22 years later, nobody survives on those drugs 22 years. He's not being straight. He's not being honest. He's not being he's not forthcoming. That's my opinion. You know, you can get mad at me, even you, Superdon, because you like Magic Johnson. And I don't know the guy personally, but anybody that sells out for pharmaceutical money and sells out their people in the way that I perceive that he has by telling everybody to get an HIV test, we know here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, doesn't test for HIV. I'm not gonna cut him a whole heck of a lot of slack. And even if it means Superdon getting angry with me, that's what I'm saying.
Now, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, do I like Magic Johnson? Yeah, I mean, the guy's a, you know, just he's a master, he's an icon, he's a legend in basketball, but he's not my roommate. So, you know, I mean, I don't care what his opinions really are about stuff like that. I mean, I like him for his basketball, but I mean,
I
you're
just
right.
Hope and, kids and the, don't fall for it, though.
The funny thing is, you know, people will say, how did you beat HIV? How come you didn't die from HIV? Mm-hmm. How did... Nobody knows.
No, and he
it's
won't
a
say.
Mystery. It's
he
a
won't
mystery.
Say. He keeps it.
Yeah.
It's quiet. Yeah, and so he knows he's not saying because he's right. more in love, based on what I'm perceiving. I could be. Tell me if I'm wrong. More in love with power and money than he is, and really doing good for if I say his people. I don't like even saying that because I like the human race concept as opposed to dividing us into pigments. But you know what I mean.
Right.
Go ahead, Tom. Run the second clip because he has more to say.
You never know when you're going to need it. It's very important. Young people, they think they're Superman, like nothing's ever going to happen to them. But trust me, one day something's going to happen, and you're going to need a quality health plan. So make sure you get Obamacare.
Make sure you get Obamacare. Hey, where's
make
Nancy
sure
Pelosi?
Obamacare.
Where's Nancy Pelosi telling Magic Johnson, don't call it Obamacare. Don't you dare call it. That's derogatory.
22 years ago, and I got Obamacare. Wait a minute. No,
wait a second.
There was no Obamacare 22 years ago.
I mean, come on. You know, if one thing kids can do, they can usually see through BS. Usually, I say. Because they understand the vibration of the folks coming out and relating this stuff. Can you see through the garbage of Magic Johnson? Let me know what you think. We'll do a little bit more on that. We've got listener questions. We got radiational remedies talking with Dr. Bitar a little later. It is happy birthday, Dr. Bitar Day as well. Also, chemo, kids. Do they mix well? Not here on this show. But we're going to hear one more clip from Magic Johnson. Maybe he can convince us all and all of our young people to sign up for Obamacare. I'm not putting money on it, are you?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, here we go. MLK Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but the topic, magic and Obamacare. Magic Johnson promoting Obamacare. And just wondering why it is that they chose Magic Johnson. Maybe you have a clue, because we do not. I'm wondering, what is the appeal? Do young people even know who he is anymore? Or are they appealing to the 40-somethings that, you know, are not signing up for Obamacare? I'm just wondering. I'm just asking. Now, we played a couple of clips from Magic Johnson promoting it. And, you know, I'm calling out it being disingenuous, to say the least. There is one more clip I would like to hear. Maybe I want to give Magic Johnson one more chance to convince me and young people to sign up for Obamacare. This has got to be the clincher. This has got to be the strong one. So, Tom, go ahead and run that third clip.
What I'm really excited about is that the fact that now every kid can go get their shots.
Oh.
Get their checkups, their physicals. Parents can go get their physicals, because
parents too.
See, early detection can save people's lives.
Where did that come from?
I'm living proof of that.
What? He absolutely did the opposite of what he was supposed to be doing. He wants everybody get their shots. Now, kids were getting shots long before there was Obamacare. You know, they target especially the poor folks in the inner city for this stuff. Through the, you know, public health initiatives, et cetera. It's just, you know, who's not getting their shots are the people that have a little bit more money and education, saying, we looked into this and it ain't good. We don't trust you. And as I said, if you're going to get a message from MLK Day, there's a lot of good messages. One of them would be don't trust, well, they used to say don't trust Whitey. Don't trust the government, whoever's in it. It doesn't matter your skin tone. Because once people get into government, they lose inhibition, because much of those in government, they operate with impunity because there is no consequence. At least there appears to be no consequence. I think in an afterlife or a life afterlife scenario, there's always going to be a balancing of the scales. But in many cases, they are under the illusion that they can harm you, they can kill you, and we can wave a magic Johnson wand over you. That probably wasn't a good thing to say.
Anyway, moving on.
Scratch that. Take that back.
But that's how you get HIV, isn't it?
No, because HIV, we dispute the entire existence of it.
Right, they can't detect it.
So it's bunk to begin with. But waving something over you and basically saying, Now I don't even know. I just did.
All right, everybody, get your mind out of the gutter unless it's just me. But anyway, yeah.
No, it's just anyway. When you have no consequence for your actions. Listen, what I was trying to get at is that government waves a magic wand, and suddenly there's no liability, like vaccines. He says he wants everybody to get the shots. Vaccines, no liability. They can kill your child. No liability. The doctors are not liable. The hospital is evidently not liable. The pharmaceutical company is not liable. It goes into this kangaroo unconstitutional vaccine court to try and get some level of compensation for which there's never enough compensation when you lose a child. Or they're damaged to such a degree that you're spending your entire life now instead of living what you thought were your dreams. Now you're taking care of a child, which of course you would do as a parent. But, oh my gosh, this to me... nothing in what Magic Johnson said has convinced me. Not that I thought it would, but that last bit, it's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Oh, I know. No respect. I know. Yeah. And I tell you what, the thing that comes to mind for me is that, yeah, okay, listen, I'm mid-40s. I know who Magic Johnson is. I grew up enjoying basketball, watching it, avid fan. That was back in the Lakers dynasty when you had Magic Johnson and a lot of, Larry Bird and the rivalry between them and stuff. But I'm sitting here looking at this going, all right, if they're trying to convince young people to sign up for Obamacare, how many young people know who Magic Johnson is or even cares about Magic Johnson? I would just think that if they wanted to try and sign them up, you think they'd be going after, people, stars, celebrities that they would recognize. My kids don't know who Magic Johnson is.
Justin Bieber? Can he promote Obamacare?
Yeah. And listen, they've been doing that. They've been going after some of the, some of the young singers and actors and stuff like that. But Magic Johnson? That, to me, is kind of a waste of money.
I think Justin Bieber, Miley Cyrus, if they promote Obamacare, then the parents won't let them sign up. That'll be good. Yeah. So not only will the kids go, no way, mom and dad say no way, too, which
heck
would be smart.
Mom
and dad, we're not going to go.
Yeah.
We're going a little long this segment on the Obamacare Magic Johnson issue. I also wanted to get into Barack Obama and pot, because actually I wanted to say something nice about Barack Obama. Mark your calendars.
Oh,
Robert Scott Bell is going to say something nice about Barack Obama that we agree with him on, at least partly.
Wow.
That's better than
yesterday.
Not at all,
it was
isn't it?
Yesterday it was GMO corn chips, and now you're going to be nice to Obama. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh yeah, you got to check out the RSB 180 video from yesterday at RSB Media Channel on YouTube. Did Robert Scott Bell actually eat a genetically modified corn chip? Check it out.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
Who has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this just in from the wire services. It turns out 20 million people just signed up for Obamacare. Wait, no, I read that wrong. 20 million new young people are now smoking pot, thanks to Obama. Okay.
Wow.
So, he's got some power there. It isn't the sign up for Obama, it's the smoking a pot, and maybe that will be better medicine.
It's that new program that they just passed. It's called Oganja Care. Have you heard about
Oganja Care. No, I don't know. I don't know about Oganja Care. But here, it's tongue in cheek, okay? Nobody call up Obama and say, "What do you mean?" Wait, this really has happened though. Obama has said, as it has been well documented, I smoked pot as a kid. He acknowledged it. Now, of course, the example is that you can smoke pot and become president. You see how this has changed since the time of Clinton? I smoked it, but I didn't inhale. Which, of course, we argue that he never exhaled, but that's another story.
Right.
But President Obama doesn't think marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol. Well, he's right, because it's not. Alcohol is much more dangerous. Smoking marijuana is not something I encourage, he says. And I've told my daughters I think it's a bad idea, a waste of time, not very healthy.
So he doesn't understand. Again, we're not arguing everybody needs to be smoking pot. That's not it. You've heard us talking about cannabis, eating it, doing different ways of getting into your body because it is a superfood as well. Especially the CBD, the cannabidiol form from the industrialized hemp, which doesn't have the psychoactive components of the THC varieties that are out on the street or being sold in dispensaries in Colorado and Washington as they get ready for the, what are they calling it, the marijuana bowl in New Jersey?
The pot bowl, the marijuana bowl, you know, there's all kinds of different names for it. But what a weird coincidence, right? Colorado and Washington.
I hear that Chris Christie is shutting down all the bridges into and out of New Jersey at that point, unless people turn in all of their spliffs on the way to the game.
I see. So, all right.
Interesting twist to the stories out there. You will hear nowhere else but right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we were talking to our board op 20-something Tom, and he said that, he wasn't impressed by the Magic Johnson plea for Obamacare sign-ups. Not going to change his mind. But perhaps, again...
Actually, what he said is, who is Magic Johnson? Which
that's
is exactly
true.
What I was saying. It's
you,
like,
yeah, you were right on
know.
It.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know who he is.
Yeah. So anyway, I think what's happening with Obama coming out to say this... Listen, the feds know that they've lost on the issue. The ganja issue is lost to them. There's no way they're going to roll tanks in or fly in F-22 Raptors into Colorado, Washington, and start bombing clinics. So they're backing off. And this is one of the ways. Okay, President Obama, you can come out and say that you smoke pot and you don't think it's so evil. And so that they can gracefully backtrack, you know, on this. In the meantime, we've got some conservatives who don't believe in small government or claim they do, except when it comes to preventing people from using the plants of creation. But he, you know, Obama brings up the issue of the imbalanced attack on those that are poor in the inner cities. They happen to maybe minorities that are being put in prison for nonviolent drug offenses in far higher numbers than upwardly mobile white folk. And yeah, that has been something Ron Paul's been saying for how many decades? You know, the drug war is, you could argue it's a racial war because who gets thrown into prison more than anybody else? I don't have to answer that question. I think you know.
Right.
Now, what other wars do we have going on? The drug war is not only on illicit street drugs and things like that. The drug war is a war for drugs that are produced by the pharmaceutical industrial complex and foisted upon people of all ages, but particularly children. And there is no such thing as a chemotherapeutic drug deficiency disease. And I would argue that the chemotherapy is not therapeutic, but that's another moment for another time. But there's a story. Where does this one come from? I mean, this is supposed to be like a really inspiring story about kids overcoming cancer. You know the one I'm talking about, where they ring a bell after their chemo is done?
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a hospital where when kids who have cancer have reached the end of their treatment, their chemotherapy or their radiation, they get to walk over to the nurse's station and ring a bell.
Ding, 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 ding. Like, they survived? I mean, yeah. I don't see this as inspiring. I understand. Listen, if you're of the mindset and you look at these kids, they're being, you know, chemoed, radiated, and they're bald, and it's just a sad thing to see. But this is their thing, that they get to ring a bell if they've completed another round of chemo and they're still alive. What happens when they don't make it?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is the way that the story is written, and you know the spirit of the story, I get it. You know, it's under the pretense that there is no other choice, that these kids, they've been stricken with cancer, they must go through chemotherapy,
that's the ordeal
they must go through, and at the end of the ordeal, they get to ring a bell to celebrate that they are done with their treatment. But when you look at it through different eyes, like we do, and a lot of people do, this is almost morbid.
That
it's like, hey, I survived my treatment. I get to ring the bell. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, as you said, what about the kid who didn't survive the treatment? Do they stop with a moment of silence and ring the bell for them? That seems more appropriate to me.
I know, the gong. You know, this is, and I don't, there's nothing funny about it. It's tragic because, as you said, these people, these parents as well, have been convinced that that's their only way out. Their only thing they can do is this. And again, that's also the lie of vaccination. You know, for those that believe in vaccination, fine, you can knock yourself out with it. I'm sad for you and your kids, but I want to just release to the world that at least there are other options. If you really want to prevent disease, or if you want to, let's say, acquire and overcome them naturally and be stronger for it, but they control the vertical and the horizontal still in much of the mainstream media. Of course, again, I want to acknowledge for those of you who haven't heard, Ty Bollinger, a good friend, was on Carol Alt's A Healthy You on Fox News over the weekend. And it's available for free download. You can watch the video sequence of him being interviewed about the issue of cannabis, including mentioning the use of cannabis for cancer. That's stunning. That's never happened before in this way, other than we had Sanjay Gupta acknowledging it. So things are happening in that realm. Very exciting. But if we look back in history, and in recent history, it's not even that long ago history, there are stories of folks who have, as children, overcome cancer without chemotherapy, without radiation, and without surgery. And, of course, you all know of the name, I hope, Billy Best. Remember Billy Best?
That's right.
Yeah. Big article up at Natural News today talking about Billy and the fact that he survived the saga of, what, cancer diagnosis by running away as a teenager so he wouldn't get chemotherapy injected into him. 16 right. years old when he ran away in 1994. And, of course, based on all the, you know, whether it be the Hershberger doctors and people coming in or others, they would say, well, if you don't get it in 6 months, you're going to die. If you don't get it in a year, you're going to die. Similar to Magic Johnson the whole time when he supposedly tested positive for HIV, the fictitious HIV, that if you, you know, if you got it, you were going to die in 6 months, then it was a year, then it was 2 years, then it was 5 years, then it was 10 years, now 22 years later, but he's not telling anybody what he's doing, pretending to be on drugs, which I don't believe he's on. But this, it's true with the chemotherapy. Now, there's a lot of stories about it. There's the Billy Best story, Beating Cancer with Alternative Medicine. That's a new book out. And it's a summary of Billy's story. And we've got the link to naturalnews.com where Billy decided to choose Gaston Nessens 714X and SEAC-T. Now, if you've never read about Gaston Nessens, you've got to read The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nessens. This is a phenomenal book. It's written... It should be a movie. I mean, it's like a courtroom drama. And guess who wrote it? My friend who's no longer on this planet, not because he took off in a space. He's gone. He's gone. He was old. He's gone. But his name, Christopher Bird. Chris Bird, who wrote The Secret Life of Plants, The Secrets of the Soil. He also wrote The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nessens. And that is a book that everybody should read to understand how the pharmaceutical authorities dominate government, whether it be Canadian government, Montreal, Quebec government, French government, U.S. government, to suppress any knowledge of alternative treatments, not the alternative treatments we covered the other day, which is the hair of a dead somebody that happened to be contaminated with lead.
Right.
We don't endorse that. But we're talking about the alternative treatments that go back to the natural realm where all of our ancestry was. Natural medicine. Non-pharmaceutical, if you will. Certainly non-patented and non-toxic. But we have a medical mafia that exists, and it is existing at the pleasure of the government. Or maybe the government is existing at the pleasure of the medical mafia. Depends on how you look at it. So, hey, listen, this is more the reason why we stand in opposition to Obamacare. Not because you are cold and heartless, Robert Scott Bell. You don't want anybody to have health care. No, I acknowledge that what they call health care is not health care. And if you've been duped into believing that anything the government is offering you is health care, you know, you're going to be one of those stats, unfortunately. 784,000 Americans at this point, maybe more, dying every year due to government-sanctioned drugs, methods, doctors, etc. Licenses to kill. You know, we'll talk with Dr. Bitar about that a little bit. It's his birthday today when we do advanced medicine. We want to talk more about the radiation issues that are coming up and growing behind the scenes and still not making the mainstream news much at all. So Billy Best story, inspiring. We'll see if we can get Billy on. He's working in the natural products industry at a health food store, evidently. And what a great guy for standing up, like Abraham Cherix did years ago as well. And more families than ever.
And that's great. I mean, how many times do you hear about people that go through experiences like that, and then they end up doing something where they can help other people do the same thing, you know, working in a health food store, you know, doing a blog, writing articles for newspapers. How about doing a radio show, right? You know, I mean, this is, you know, you have the opportunity to give something back, you do it. And in this case, he's doing the same thing. So it's a really cool story.
And the next thing we're giving back is Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell. authored this book. It's gone to for a final proof at the publisher, and we'll be having it out and available very soon. Unlock the Power to Heal, which will go into some of these things like selenium as well, how to heal the gut, first aid kit. They, bringing the power to heal back. It's our mission. It's our passion. This is what we do. It's like breathing. What else are we going to do here except be here for you? Let us know. You want to ask a question, make a comment, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. The show notes are all linked up, and the links to the stories we're covering or trying to get to, also at robertscottbell.com. Sponsors that make this show possible, this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, click on the links. The banners are there. I do have a listener question I'm going to try to squeeze in next about blood tests. Should you get them, and for what? A homeopathic perspective? Is that right? Am I allowed to have an opinion on that? I don't ask for permission, and neither should you, especially not where it's not required. And on the Robert Scott Bell Show, it's never required. This is a show about freedom.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Get ready. It's another week of travel on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got it. Super Don, you're going to have to hold down the fort because we got a live remote schedule for Thursday, January 23rd. That's 3 days from now. Coconut Creek, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale, Pompano area. And that's going to be with Jeffrey Smith, Liam Schaff. We got a major event. GMO Free Florida is hosting, stopping them genetically modified mosquitoes if we can. Also, this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Vicasa Expo in Orlando, Florida, just been added to the list there on Sunday morning before our live broadcast. I'll be lecturing around 10:30 in the morning Sunday in Orlando, and the links are up, vicasa.com, I believe, V-I-K-A-S-A, but it's linked up in the show notes. And it will be broadcasting live from 1 to 3 in the afternoon as well. And more events coming up. Just got to stay plugged in at robertscottbell.com or leave us a message, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. It is Dr. Rashid Batar's birthday. Yesterday was Ty Bollinger's birthday. We do have a surprise for Dr. Batar. Probably a surprise for all of us. Not sure where he's going to go with this, but next hour you definitely want to tune in. Let's see. Listener question. We have those coming through at robertscottbell.com. Dear Robert, sir, I was wondering what your feelings are and any potential suggestions in regards to the idea of getting blood tests to figure out where my family stands currently for nutritional deficiency. To me, it would seem prudent to have a starting point to move forward from and not just to throw supplements, nutrients at a problem that may or may not exist or in levels that are inadequate or excessive for the needs of my family. I would also like to give you a heartfelt thanks. Where I live, I only know of one radio station that carries you for only 1 hour on Sunday. Luckily, I found you there, and now I try to listen to the podcast as often as possible. You are light in the dark of health and nutrition. Thank you. All the best, Ben. Well, Ben, thank you. Very kind message and a very thoughtful message, too. Because I understand the scientist and anybody would say, I don't just want to take anything willy-nilly. I want to know what's going on. Now, as a homeopath, I don't rely on blood tests. I don't say never take them. It's not the way. The symptoms in the body will guide us and give us insight into what is happening, what deficiencies are occurring. You know, for instance, hypoglycemia, diabetes, indicative of what? A lack of GTF chromium. We know that. Cancer, lack of selenium. They're basics. We can always start there without getting blood tested. But if you are and if you have the money to do so, I know the Life Extension Foundation has very extensive, comprehensive nutritional analysis and assays for blood tests. A couple of times a year, they actually run a big deal, a special on it. I don't know what it is now. And I don't get any money from them for doing this or even saying it. But I know that they have a comprehensive analysis. We have talked on Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar about new technologies where they're utilizing frequencies and an electrode kind of sensors with computers to determine these things, including determine heavy metals in the body. So go back and listen to some through medicalrewind.com or archives through GCN or naturalnewsradio.com, and you can give a listen to some of the insights we have from a technological perspective. There are machines that can detect via light running through your hand, seeing into the blood, and detecting antioxidant levels. So there are a lot of different techniques besides blood tests that can help you. But as I said, there, it just depends on the person's expertise that you're consulting with, whether they rely upon that or not. Of course, the basics that we reveal in Unlock the Power to Heal, Ty Bollinger and I, are going to give you some great insight as to some things that are probably obviously in need. We're all in need of, you know, acknowledge that. That even if we're on a pure organic diet, there are certain things that are just not as plentiful as we need. And particularly with the rise of radiation, we have a link, and this is also on naturalnews.com. Thomas Henry wrote this. International Marine Science Organization releases a report on radiation in the Pacific Ocean. And if you're thinking it's all a bunch of bunk because the mainstream media is not covering it, these are pretty much mainstream scientific organizations. Last October, they were revealing some significant increases that are being detected, and they're predicting those will go up not only in the Pacific Ocean, but they expect that it will transit through the Arctic Ocean into the Atlantic Basin as well. So what we're going to talk about next hour with Dr. Rasha Bitar will be incredibly important for you. The things that Mike Adams is doing at the Natural News Forensic Food Lab is going to be incredibly important for strategies to bind out the things that are going to be in the food for maybe as long as we're alive. And we're going to see increases in diseases and things that they're going to blame on microbes, and they're going to be lying to you just as sure as Magic Johnson was lying to you about Obamacare. And, of course, it's not a nice thing to say that, but I think I owe it to you, that level of honesty. Coming from us, I guess that's what you come to expect.
Just keeping it real on the Robert Scott Bale Show. Right?
Thank you. And that's what Ben appreciates. He said heartfelt thanks. I have heartfelt thanks for you, Ben, and everybody else out there. Listen to the Robert Scott Bale Show 6 days a week through Natural News Radio and, of course, GCN and others around the world. We appreciate you. We got Happy Birthday Dr. Bitar coming up next, and he will remind us, as I remind you, that the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.